Hey ho, to the bottle I go, to heal my heart and drown my woe. Rain may fall and wind may blow, but there's still many miles to go. Sweet is the sound of the pouring rain and the stream that falls from the hill to the plain. Better than rain or rippling brook is a mug of beer inside this took.
And now a ranger shall appear. And then everybody acts impressed. But they never explain why rangers are impressive.
A ranger of the north who's like 500 years old.
But they never explain how to accept, because the Lord of the Rings books are way too fucking long to explain anything.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie though, like, they're my favorite. And every time I see that Mordor Fun Run shirt, I want it. Like, I haven't bought it yet, but I want it. I really want it. Talking about Brian,
we will talk about trailers that we've seen.
Yay, there's a million amazing things that came out this week,
starting with the Logan trailer.
The best,
like, holy the shit best. Who was expecting that? Because like every trailer they tell us, like, oh man, this movie's gonna be like nothing we've ever seen for a superhero movie, and then it turns out to be good, but not really that. I was not.
It doesn't. It doesn't seem like a superhero movie. It seems like a straight dramatic movie.
Yeah, like.
Like it looks good.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah, yeah. Like the first one was like a clusterfuck.
I didn't think it was bad.
It was an enjoyable movie, one, but it was not a good movie.
One, it has a great opening. If they would just split that opening into like four movies, just hit their history, it would have been great.
And I mean, it has some of my favorite people in it. Like it has what's his name?
Ryan Reynolds.
It has Ryan Reynolds, you know, and I love him as Deadpool. And but you know, it has Lord of the Rings.
Who?
The Hobbit.
Which one?
He was on Lost too, okay? Like,
oh yeah, Dom.
Yeah. Dominic Monaghan. Yeah, like, he's in it, and I love him.
I think it movie's a good movie.
And it's got the guy from the Black Eyed Peas in it.
I'm sorry, I'm not ashamed. I think it's a good movie.
I enjoy that movie, but it's not a good movie.
I think it's a good movie.
Like, actually, neither one of the Wolverine movies are good, but I enjoyed watching them.
The second one, I just think it has a shitty ending to it. Because, one, why do we need a fucking giant silver samurai? Why couldn't he have just fought a regular-sized silver samurai, and that could have been a good ending?
The whole thing was stupid.
No, it wasn't. Like, everybody, like, it's like I tell you all the time. You have no joy in your heart. You people can't enjoy movies at all. You're, like, people these days, like, I'm sorry, like, you just need to die.
Sounds like such an old man.
You can't enjoy anything.
Your young kids don't know what a good movie is.
It's, have fun. It's meant to be fun. People want to hate stuff before it even comes out now.
No, like, I can appreciate terrible movies that are fun.
I know, you like the Titanic movie.
Okay, no, shut up.
And Beauty and the Beast.
Shut the fuck up.
Terrible movies.
Okay, no. All right, Victor Frankenstein, that came out last year, and has Daniel Radcliffe and James McAvoy in it as Dr. Frankenstein and Igor. Okay, that movie's fucking terrible. I enjoyed every minute of watching it, though. They had such good chemistry together, like, the movie's awful, and it tried to be, like, a little derivative of Sherlock Holmes, like, the shooting style and everything. I enjoyed the shit out of it. And it had the guy that played Moriarty from Sherlock in it.
Do you know they're talking about making a Poirot movie, and they're going to modernize it, like, the Sherlock Holmes
That's
going to
be awful. That's going to be terrible.
They were going to make a Miss Marple one for a while, and Julia Roberts was going to play her. Which was,
I find Julia Roberts, like, overrated. I don't know. Like, I just find her to be overrated.
Whatever. But, how'd we get on this?
But talking about, like, you know, there are some movies that are just absolutely terrible, but I enjoy watching them. You know, another one that I have to watch, like, anytime it was on TV, like, they used to play it all the time on USA. Fucking Tremors with the giant worms in the ground.
But Tremors is a good movie.
Dude, that movie's not, like, a great movie, but it's super enjoyable.
That's a good movie. There's nothing done bad about it. Like, the acting's good in it. It's got a simple story that works.
Kind of over the top in it.
No, it's simple story, simple acting. Everything works in it. Like, I think that's a good movie.
I love that movie.
The Wolverine movies, like, the first one, the only problem is they tried to cram too much into it. The second one had a crappy ending, and they should have showed, if they showed his suit at the end, like they filmed, it would have been great for ending, and everybody would have forgot about the crap part.
Yeah. I thought of another movie that's not a great movie, but I love it immensely, is the Ghost movie with Michael J. Fox in it.
That's a good movie. It's
what is the name of that movie?
Oh my god, it's Peter Jackson's first big studio movie.
Oh my god, I love that movie so much.
I forgot, but it's a good movie. And like,
it's got Gary Busey's son in it.
I ain't saying you're doing this, but I think a lot of people, when movies aren't popular, they want to justify almost like a guilty pleasure in liking something and saying like, oh, I know it's not a good movie, but I like it.
That's not what I'm talking about. No,
I didn't say you didn't. I didn't say you were doing it. I said, I think a lot of people do that, though. I think a lot of people look at movies and they say, I know it's not a good movie, but I still like it for different reasons.
Like, yeah, there's guilty pleasure stuff. No, what I'm talking about is, like, literally, these films, there's problems with their scripts, there's problems with their plots, there's problems with, like, a lot of the overacting, like, things that are... that would not make up, like, a structurally good movie. Like, there are problems with these movies, but they're still immensely enjoyable.
But my thing is, like, with people, it's like, I could look at every Marvel movie and say, these movies are shit movies. Because structurally, they don't, most of them don't work.
Oh, a lot of them are not, like, story-wise, they don't work.
The acting is not that great in all of them, but overall, they create a good movie.
I stand by the best one of the Marvel movies is Winter Soldier.
It is.
It's the best made one.
It is.
I stand by that.
But it's still a movie that...
it's not my favorite,
though. Overall, doesn't make sense in a lot of ways, and doesn't work in a lot of ways. I just think a lot of people don't want to say, like, I like this movie when a lot of people don't like it. That happened with the Batman vs. Superman movie. It got to the point where nobody wanted to say they liked that movie at all. They felt like they had to say it was bad. And I was like, you can say you like a movie if other people don't like it.
I mean, I think there were, like, a lot of unfair criticism, like, pre-criticism leveled at it. Like, people were already, like, predicting it to be awful and stuff. When I watched it, though, I didn't enjoy my experience watching it.
I did. I still think the only...
it was too long.
I think that if that movie had been made after, let's say, two Superman movies were made, and a Batman movie, and a Wonder Woman movie, and you take that exact same movie and you'd put it at the end of that, that would have been the highest grossing movie ever. Eh. I think it would have been.
I mean, because we already know that Warner Brothers has been screwing up stuff, but we already had the Batman-Superman conversation, so I don't think we should go back
to that. But that would have... I still say that would have happened. I don't care what people say. Their only mistake was that they freaking started out with a movie with that much going on in it. Because the Avengers movie, which is my favorite Marvel movie, even though it's not the best one by a long run...
Avengers is not a well-done
movie. ...is the worst-made Marvel movie of all of them.
It's too long, too. It feels too long.
The Hulk is actually a better movie than that movie is. If you look at the acting and everything, it's better than that movie is. But because Marvel built to that movie, that's what made it work. But like you said, we already had the Batman Superman discussion quite a few times.
So, but Logan, I feel like that it just looks really, really good. Like it feels like it's the movie that they wanted to make all along, and they're getting to make it. Plus, it's cut, like the trailer is cut with the Johnny Cash version of Hurt.
Though, and I have to say, every time I hear it in a trailer now, I'm like, does everybody have to use this in their trailer?
Man, whatever.
Is
that
it a rule?
Amazing.
Any movie that's kind of like, has to have the Johnny Cash.
I thought it fit with Wolverine.
It fit, but
and
like...
And then, also, it's not the Johnny Cash version, but I do love it when they used it in the season finale of Rick and Morty.
That used it really good.
Oh my god, it broke my heart when
I'm sorry,
it.
You can stick it song in any movie trailer and it make it interesting.
But it wasn't the Johnny Cash version.
You can make a Tiny Toons movie and like stick that song in it and it'd be somber and everybody'd be like, man, this is like the Tiny Toons movie we always wanted.
No, you know what? You know what show that song would work with is like a more serious Rugrats movie.
I don't know.
I feel like it would
like
work.
The fan theories proven about the Rugrats.
Like some of the shit that went on, yeah.
That like isn't the fan theory that Chucky like
or in the Wild Thornberries when you find out about Donnie's parents.
Why'd you have to go there? Fuck you! Why'd you have to go there?
Shit broke me.
Just fuck you. But also, we had a teaser for Guardians of the Galaxy recently.
Oh my gosh! Yes. See, okay, like. Guardians of the Galaxy is not, like, the best one of the Marvel movies, but I fucking love it. It's my favorite. You know, there's some problems with it, but it's my favorite. I feel like everything came together really nicely, and it was, like, the most enjoyable one. And there's a trailer out for part 2 now. Yay! Comes out in May. It's going to be the I guess, tentpole movie for next summer. But I'm super excited. We get to see Rocket working together with Yondu, and then, like, Rocket with itty-bitty baby Groot on his shoulder, and Groot's got a tiny little Ravager, like, jacket on, and oh, he looks so cute!
Okay, here's the thing.
I'm excited.
We'll end this podcast with this. What is your absolutely favorite comic book movie?
Absolute favorite comic book movie?
Not necessarily the best one, but your favorite one.
Either Deadpool or Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. I watch both of those a lot.
Mine is, my favorite one's Rocketeer. That's my favorite comic book movie. And probably if you want to throw in a second one, it would probably be Avengers. Just the what it was built up from, being a longtime comic book fan and building up through those movies, it would be.
There were a couple more trailers this week, too.
What?
Well, they had the final trailer for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. And then also, I think, the final trailer for Doctor Strange.
That's cool. Yeah, both of those would be cool.
They both come out in like 2 or 3 weeks.
You know what trailer I liked and it surprised me? And I will end on this. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
I didn't watch that
trailer. I'll watch it on DVD.
I gotta watch
that
trailer. It
looked interesting what they were doing with it and everything. So I think it could be pretty good.
See, I'm behind and stuff. I need to watch that trailer. I still haven't gotten to see Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, and I really wanted to see that. I do have to say, I find Tim Burton's remarks very unfortunate, and I'm not happy with him about that, but... You know, he's like, oh, make me put diverse people in my movies.
Well, I've
like,
never seen Suicide Squad, so hopefully, or Ninja Turtles, because I was sick when both of those came out. So when those come out on DVD, I'll watch those. Well, Ninja Turtles is already out, and we have it, but I'll watch Suicide Squad when it comes out.
Suicide Squad, okay, like, talking about movies that we're not, like, and I know we already had this conversation, so I won't be long about it.
I was getting ready to interrupt you there and say that.
Suicide Squad, I enjoyed watching it for the most part, like, but it had a lot of problems filmmaking-wise. Like, it, you know, I think people, like, went into that movie already, like, wanting to hate it, so some of that criticism's not fair. It honestly had a lot of problems, though. So, like, there's some stuff, like, you can enjoy a movie and still recognize that it has faults.
You know, I actually think, not just to disagree with you, like you usually do with me, but... I actually think it was the opposite with that movie. I think, like, Deadpool did really good, and then the studio actually hyped it as if it was going to be like Deadpool.
They really did.
So, I think a lot of people actually went in expecting Deadpool, and when they got a basic action movie, which is what it was always meant to be.
The second half of it was basic action movie.
Yeah, I think then people judged it on that. I think that's what hurt it more than anything else, but...
I don't know, there was a lot of people already pissed off, like, that and Ghostbusters, like, they were pissed before they even saw it.
So. I loved Ghostbusters.
I enjoyed it a lot.
We got it on DVD, and I'm gonna watch it, watch the shit out of that movie.
That movie was really good.
But, yeah. So, this is another episode wrapped up. The trailers.
Yay!
8 billion trailers. So
I'm sure we'll get more stuff soon, because, like... You know, it's about the time to start putting out the summer movie season trailer.
And one of these days, we'll do an episode where we actually talk about books and stuff we read.
Sure.
I can't remember the last book I read. So, bye. Say bye, Mar.
Good night.